Doing great.
Glad to hear that. Well, let's see. I know you've had Secret Santas out there. How are we with the Secret Santa chamber contest here?
Yeah, what a fun promotion this has been. We have had 10 Secret Santas out in the community for people to find. And if they found them, they received $10 in Shop Emporia gift certificates. And I'm happy to say, as of Sunday, all 10 of our Secret Santas have been found. So there are 10 individuals throughout the community that have found them and have a little extra money in their pocket.
Great deal. Yeah, I was wondering how quick that would happen, but you had a lot of people. Obviously, a lot of people were inquiring if, you know, you're the Chamber Secret Santa, huh?
It was a lot of fun, and yes, it was fun seeing people out and about. Of course, they were asking me, and I said, no, not myself or any chamber staff. It's volunteers and people engaged and involved, and they would try to quiz. We did put a few clues out, but not many, and as soon as we put a clue out, they were on it. Mm-hmm. So we really appreciate people participating and having fun with that.
Yeah, people wanted to find out who the Secret Santas were. Do you have a list of who the Secret Santas were?
I knew you were going to ask me. Let's see if I remember.
I know. It's way to go, Ron. You test my recall now.
I, you know, should have brought that list home with me. Russ Bonitonibus with Lyon County State Bank. David Maldonado with ESB Financial. Brianna Gould with Wright CPA Group. Lisa Kermer with Flint Hills Technical College. Mark Schreiber, Representative Mark Schreiber. Miles Shirk, who just has moved over to ESU Alumni Association. Sailor Middleton, who is with Newman Regional Health. Oh, my gosh, now it's starting to get hard. And I didn't count how many
I
had.
Yeah. You're getting close, though. Close to the end, Janine.
Oh, my.
That's okay. I know we put you on the spot
pretty
there.
Pretty darn close.
With 10 of them. Yeah, good job, though. That's not, nothing wrong with that. Well, people obviously wanted to find out who the Secret Santas were, but wanted those Shop Emporia gift certificates from the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. And that, Janine, does make a great gift, doesn't it?
It really does. It makes a great gift. You know, we are getting down to the end. We've got a lot of great items you can find at our businesses throughout the community, at our small businesses. But sometimes we just need that small gift to give to someone to say thank you for the assistance over this, you know, past year, or a gesture of kindness. And Shop Emporia gift certificates make that perfect gift. They come in $5, $10, and $25 denominations. So you can make, you know, you can make the gift as small or as large as you would like. And they are good at over, well, right around 90 businesses that that person who receives it can go spend it at. So it's just a great way to say thank you. We appreciate you, you know, so many different ways. So we will be open through Christmas Eve. We'll probably close around 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve, so we can be your last minute, you know, shopping. You can still come and pick those up from us. There's easy ways to order it. You can give us a call. We can make them in advance. You can come in and pick them up. You can order them online. So once again, when you come in, they'll be ready to go. No wait time. Pick them up. Or it doesn't take long to get them ready. You can just come in and say, hey, I would like to get this, you know, order, and we'll make them up right then and there for you. So easy peasy.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And we just want to take a moment, too, and congratulate you and your team on putting forth a wonderful Chamber Christmas Parade again this year, Janine. I thought things were awesome.
Thank you very much, yes. And it did take a great team of volunteers that, you know, each year help out, and they know what's happening and going on, and because of that, we have a great parade we can bring to the community, and you and your team's a part of that as well. So thank you, Ron, for that.
Yeah.
It's such a fun event to put on.
It is. It was a great night, and I tell you, they really, the floats, I thought, Janine, boy, really ramped up this year.
They did. Yeah. You know, it seems like each year they get a little bit, you know, more and more involved and engaged, and that's a lot of work. So we really appreciate that people have fun doing that.
Well, Janine, thanks. Good to talk to you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays to everybody, and thank you so much for all you guys do. And we look forward to, if I don't see you, we look forward to working with you in the new year.
As we do, too. Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, with us. 6:53, 29 degrees, a windshield of 19. There is the lunch bell. Our school lunch menus this morning brought to you by our friends at Citizen State Bank with 10 locations to serve their great customers. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And let's head to Timmerman Elementary School for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. My name is Caroline Ost, and I am a fourth grade student at Timmerman Elementary, home of the Bulldogs. For breakfast today,